You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, 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 it's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And it is Tuesday, and we are here together to bring you some exciting conversation. Yay, conversation.
Sorry, I got a call.
You got a call? What did the call say?
No. It was Leah calling me.
Oh, well, that's a really important card. Was she talking about our nephew?
No, you know what it is? We haven't connected in some time. And so it was supposed to be an organic moment that we called, and she just made that the organic moment. So I don't know if it messed up when you were doing the introduction, because that's what.
Oh, because she called while we were doing the.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, it's the V-Spot. Okay. Well, they know that. If y'all don't know, you all are listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. And I am Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And there we go for the second time.
Okay, no. That now we are good. No, hold on. Okay, we are good right now. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. What is on the heart of our topic discussion today? By the way, for those of you all who missed a couple earlier episodes of the V-Spot, you can feel free to go back and listen to all of our platform messages, conversations. Again, the V-Spot is meant to create that conversation that might be somewhat difficult to have off the cuff. And so hopefully we can provide you some support, some inspiration that will make it a little bit easier to discuss some of those most difficult topics. So today's topic.
I said all that to say. Really? Really? Okay, I'm gonna tell you what today's topic is, but before I say, I just need to check how you doing today, because I just don't feel like I really connected with you yet. How you doing today?
Oh man, there's a lot in that question that can be answered.
Thank you.
There's a bundle. That's so to narrow it down to just
please
just to narrow, just, you know, it is a loaded question, and I don't.
Yes,
think,
it is.
And people pass it by so frivolously, you know. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm fine, you know. Mm-hmm. But it truly is a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
So I will just dare to take a piece of that and say, I am utilizing this day to maximize every opportunity that I can see possible in this day. So that's what I'm using this day for, and so far, it's been very productive. Did I do that?
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. What can I say? Hey guys, this is how it is. This is how it is in our neighborhood.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. Yeah. So I want to jump right into the topic, but I need to just say, I feel like I'm distracted, and but not necessarily in a bad way. I just need to like document this moment that I'm saying it.
Pause.
And then
are you about talking about my niece?
No, oh, why?
Good. Oh, because I love her so much.
You know what? I'm so sick of y'all's love affair. It makes me tired.
I love her so much. Yeah,
just tired.
Be tired. Don't worry. We'll bring you some cover and cover you up. Don't worry. We got you. We get your pill.
No. You know, despite what y'all think, I do have some unattached feelings to my children that are just my feelings.
What can I say?
I had to remind my children not too long ago that I did exist quite well before they were born. I was doing quite well. I did really well.
They birthed you into the earth. You just think you did it the other way, right?
Perhaps, but I did something. I know that much. Oh, you did what y'all something. Say. I did
y'all
something.
Y'all did. Yes, you and the king Thank did you. Do something.
No, I ain't talking about him. Either. I mean, even before the African walked this earth here, I was doing something.
Don't. Please. He made your life meaningful. Don't you hear that when people say, "Oh, this. Oh, they complete me. Oh, they make my life meaningful. Oh, they." It's scary. It really does scare me when I hear people say that, because I'm thinking to myself, I know you probably mean so much more than what you're thinking that you're saying in this moment. But
right,
because it's coming out of your mouth and creating the very existence of that, what you said, it scares me that you're giving somebody that much over you. Like, they complete me. They brought, you know, so much meaning to my life. I need y'all to have all of that before they come there. And
I'm gonna have to give big good God credit to my mother and my father for, like, putting that on me real heavy. Like, they put extra layers on that. Like, I was just saying today to my older sister about, because my father said things to us, and I don't always know that he said it to the three of us the same way, but I know he said to me, "Know that you're beautiful before you walk out the house, just in case nobody ever tells you. You already know it, and then if some man tells you, you don't melt and fall to pieces just because some as he said, hard leg tells you that you look beautiful, right?
That was so. I got it.
So then, because of that, you know, my confidence level was a little bit different than some other people, because I was kind of like, you know, somebody hollers you out at the street. It wasn't like, "Oh, okay." It was like, "Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, oh, thanks." And moving on. And when I know this is not our discussion today, but when we talk about relationships and all, I like to think that my husband's relation or entering into my space complements me, but not completes me. Because should he exit for any reason, or he cannot perform the duties given to Miss America.
If you cannot perform the duties of husbandship,
right, right. King, know that I will still continue on being.
You will be a being peach, in my
what?
Brother.
What? I will be like General Motors. You know, you die on the line. They say sorry for a minute, and they keep on going.
Keep on producing parts.
What? Them vehicles will be produced, okay? In your absence, they will be produced.
Your vacation.
So, yeah.
That vacation does not stop production.
Yeah, I like to think that, you know, if anything, we complement each other and we move forward. But I do get that, what you say about when people say, you know, he completes. It's a sweet sentiment. And I think that may be where the cynical side of you comes out.
Yeah.
When you hear that, because it kind of like nails scratching on the board, you just kind of like, "Oh, yeah, that's not what,
it does.
Yeah, now that was a fun diversion. Thank you, because I was really trying to tell you that I'm in a like kind of weird space, but I'm not really in a weird space, but I think I am, but that's okay. It really has no bearing or impact on today's show.
Well, let's see.
I just need to say that.
Funky,
no,
I need it a funky space, or is it a physical space?
Funky.
Oh, it's a funky.
Yeah, funky. Mm-hmm. And it had to do, you know, oh my goodness, I had a beautiful meditation this morning, and I was going along, and a couple of things that shouldn't have thrown me off just did, but it wasn't like I was angry about those or anything like that. They just kind of threw me off because it wasn't really my plan. Okay, fine. And I tried to stay flexible. But then I found myself at a point where I was kind of like, "Wait, where am I?" What am I doing again? And so then what I did, what any, you know, free thinking woman would do, I laid down.
Oh yeah, a good nap would do it.
Yes, I laid it down, and I said, and I did the little timer, and then I looked at it, I was like, "No, she ain't done." And then I went back to sleep again. And so getting up, I'm kind of like, again, what was it? Where am I again? And so that's why and I'm grateful that we have this time to record, because it's a spot where it was marked on the calendar. I'm not going to move from it. So I'm grateful for that. And then what I do afterwards, I have another thing on the calendar that lets me know, stay grounded, stay focused. And then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to find a way to forgive myself for whatever it is that I don't know that I didn't do. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Having said that, I feel better now. Okay.
That's good. That's what we're here for.
Thank you so much. Having said that, I, you know, I like the fact that you always try to keep us timely and things like that. And I find myself maybe operating a little bit differently and not necessarily. I think I accidentally become timely. I don't think I really ever am timely, you know, as like I say stuff and people think that I'm really like on the cutting edge of something. And I'm really not. It's just where I happen to be at that moment.
Right. But some people don't have to work to be smart. They're just smart. I had to work on mine.
No.
Yours comes naturally. Hey, mine's, that's no. A witness.
No, you keep us. A little more forward thinking about like, you know, not just trendy, but just, I don't know, relevant, timely that way. And I don't know that I'm always, but I do believe this topic today is timely. And even as I was thinking about it, I was like, it's timely in the midst of what's all going on around us. And even if it weren't all going on around us, I have to say that. So I want to cover the concept of how to apologize and actually mean it.
Mean it in the sense of internal meaning or in the sense of meaning it to the person that you are saying it or doing it for?
Yes.
You just said yes, so that means both of them. Okay, keep going. For the listeners who didn't catch that, that's typically what that means. If you don't get a preface to the point of the yes, it means completed. Yes. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. So we are well aware. And again, we are recording this. This means that this is now being documented for future.
Oh, success, learning skills. Mm-hmm. Teachable moments, tools.
Right. Right.
Chest.
Right. And that we are saying this now, and we are, once it's recorded, is forevermore unless we remove this recording.
Okay. And it's still been recorded in the words of atmosphere, so it's been done. Yeah, it is done.
So,
who are you trying to forgive?
Nobody yet. Oh, no, I am, but we ain't gonna talk about that. No, I want to say, like, I think about apologies and the nastiness that we put our children through, specifically when we tell somebody to say you're sorry or apologize. I don't even have to say it. I resent it. I can't stand it. And I made it a point not to do that to my children because I didn't like it being done to me. Mm-hmm. Because if I thwacked you on the head, I meant it because I'm not a really violent person. And yet when somebody says, oh, she hit me. No, I meant to hit your behind because I gave you fair warning. Stay out of my face, you know, but then you get say you're sorry, but I'm not. Why are you making me do something that I'm not? Mm. So Okay. So I don't even have to say anything. Okay. So as I was blessed with the task of being somebody's mama, I made it a point to do two things with my children, and it worked with one, and the other one I'm still working on. One is to say, I apologize, mm-hmm. not I'm sorry, because I'm a strong believer in the I am ability. Mm-hmm. And so when you say I am sorry, although you may be hard, you may feel it in your heart, I don't like the connotation that has. Right.
Same way because, I feel about the complete. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the goodbyes.
So I say, you know, when you prepare to apologize, say, I apologize, right? Okay. And the other thing I always insisted, and I still do for my children, is that when you choose to apologize, plan that your role in it is to make a change. You are not apologizing just to shut me up from crying or to get me off your back. You're apologizing because you see the error in what you did and you are ready to make amends and a change, but really the change. I'm going to change my behavior so that this type of thing does not happen again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that out there in the big context, but you know, I got like smaller points in that, but I don't want to go too much further because I done heard you grunt a couple of times in agreement. And I feel like you got to come in
No. I just want to give it. I'm over here. You know how you got the church people. Stay right there, Pastor. That's it. They don't want to hear it. So my commentaries on this particular is really like, come on out. I'm coaching.
Okay, you coaching. Okay, so I want to say that this topic about apologies is not only what you're dealing with intimately within your family, your friends, what you deal with publicly in your workspace, you know, professional spaces beyond or anything like that, but also what we deal with as a nation. Okay. When you apologize, to me, the first thing is to mean what you say.
Yes.
And do not come at with the well, I'm sorry if you were offended.
Yeah.
Don't come with me with that kind of, I mean, that should be common, but we know if people are still throwing shade that way with like, well, you know, if you had a problem with it, I'm sorry. Huh? Mm-hmm. You know, like, so my first thing is, no matter what the offense was, please mean what you say and then be bold enough to say exactly what the offense was. See, a lot of times I think we don't want to apologize because it forces us to look at ourselves and what our role was in the situation. Mm-hmm. It forces us out of, you know, like when, for example, when we hear people saying, well, so-and-so was a racist, and I still am not too sure how white folks are choosing who's racist and who's not, you know, but that's another discussion. But when someone says, oh, so-and-so is a racist, and then they look at themselves and say, well, you know, their behavior is wrong, but I'm okay. I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not what the apology is about. The apology is about an offense that was done and call what the offense was. You know, I apologize for the action taken on this day, or I apologize for storming the Capitol building. You see what I'm saying? It cannot be this kind of vague thing, because it's like when people pray and say, I don't know who needs this prayer, but somebody is hurting. Okay, well that's
pretty much
just any one of us. Right. So that kind of general, you know, vagueness, that doesn't work. And especially when we talk about our more intimate relationships, and you know that you have hurt your partner, you know you've hurt your children, or a child, and you know that the right thing to do is to make amends, then be so specific about what you're apologizing for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I apologize for being a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you to do one thing and I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I apologize for that. Mm-hmm. And then that's where you have to reflect on what your role in the situation is. You know,
and that is up to them if they so choose to do that. Right.
But the person who's apologizing, I think has to.
You're talking about the person. I thought the receiver. I thought we were.
I think the receiver knows their role, that they were hurt, unless there was something else that they added to it. But I'm saying that the person apologizing has to reflect on, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can call out somebody else's actions and then say, but I'm not like that. I'm okay. No, apologies force us to look at ourselves and then hopefully restore a relationship so that it moves further than it is right now. Because sometimes we do things and we really have no concept that this particular action is offensive or the words or the tone used or anything. And you know, like when people say, all I did was such and so and so. What do you mean all you did was, you know, like don't minimize how I'm telling you how I feel. This hurts when you come at me like this, you know, or you know, like you say, oh, why are you always like this? Why? No. Like the language we're using. And it's not that we're so hypersensitive. It's just that we know how we feel when we feel what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so somewhere in that, I've got to honor you by saying, wait a minute, I had a part in this. What we're experiencing right now politically, it's not just about the president. It's not just about a group of Americans. It's about the fact that there are some people hurting who have never received an apology or never had to give an apology that or
never
they
had the, never had the opportunity, never was given the opportunity or voice to express mm-hmm. where their hurt became.
Right.
You know, where, right. where it you know, originated from.
Right.
And so it goes, it really does go back to that beginning part, meaning what you're apologizing for, meaning right. what you're saying, right?
Right.
Really taking in that I'm apologizing because either it hurt me and, or it hurt me and I see it hurt you. So because mm-hmm. I see you hurting,
mm-hmm.
it may not have hurt me as bad as it hurt you. Right. It could, mm-hmm. it could easily just be that of which, you know, I meant to hurt you,
mm-hmm.
but I may not have meant to hurt you to the point of what you're doing now, that mm-hmm. the results of my actions would cause you. And quite frankly, this goes into another conversation that I've been having, is you don't have the right to tell me how to respond
right.
to the hurt and hate that you shifted in the right. direction.
Right.
You don't
right.
have, you can't tell me, oh, but that's over exaggerated, or you can't tell me, mm-hmm. oh, that's enough, or mm-hmm. that's too much. No, no, mm-hmm. no. You don't, you've done your, you had your turn.
Mm-hmm.
You took your turn and you chose to do what your turn, what you wanted to do with your turn. Now it's my turn to respond. And now on my response, I have an opportunity to respond both to you and to what I was already originally going to say
mm-hmm.
before you mm-hmm. did what you did.
Mm-hmm. I think one of those things that happens, and I don't know that any of us are this conscious, and it would be beautiful if we were, but I think what happened when we say that, I see that I hurt you. That's pretty powerful because it means you have to acknowledge not only the other person, but you have to pay attention
mm-hmm.
to what you're doing and how and what response it's given
mm-hmm.
without editorializing it and saying, well, it didn't mean anything. I just meant this. I didn't, because a lot of times we gloss over what we do because we're not ready to deal with it ourselves.
Yep.
You know, that we say some of the hurtful stuff because we are hurting mm-hmm. ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even down to, and Lord knows, I don't want anyone to mistakenly think that I am trying to cover for the actions of the American citizens who went and stormed the Capitol. I do believe though, that right or wrong in terms of what President Trump said, or right and wrong in terms of like the lies that he may have, you know, not may have, that he put out there, people still feel what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I don't think that there was any healthy way to deal with what they were feeling. Mm-hmm. And therefore you have a response the way you have, because it would have been one thing just to march to the Capitol. It might have been another thing to demand an entrance in, but to get inside and to
vandalize
yeah. speaks to a whole nother
vandalize thing. Steal
yes
smear feces
yes
I can go through
right
and all my mind thinks about is the apology that we wanted during the March on Washington. All
right.
My mind could think about is the apology or the acknowledgement and the apology that we had with the Million Man March,
mm-hmm.
with the Women's March,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, with the March mm-hmm. for freedom, reunions mm-hmm. and justice and lobby, you know, and labor
right.
unions, you know, all of these things, right? And again, you're asking me to excuse your behavior
mm-hmm.
without acknowledging the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big will.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big will. What is right. it? What would you recommend when offering an apology? And when I say an apology in this stand, not just to an individual who has done wrong towards you, mm-hmm. but let's just throw it out there to a nation that mm-hmm. has done wrong to a people, who has suffered and who walk in fear, you know, and mm-hmm. some people walk in fear there or walk with caution. Let me even mm-hmm. add that, because I think I teach my Black boys and girls to walk with caution.
Mm-hmm.
walk on the side of caution, address things from the side of caution. Know that you are Black. Know that you are in a space where Black is considered a threat in many people's eyes, right? That's a caution. I don't want you to be fearful of your Black. I don't want you to hate your Blackness, but I just want you to be aware and be mindful. So what apology are we looking for from something like that?
Mm-hmm.
What would be okay? Or what would start to, you know, what would it be? Is it reparations? Is that an apology?
I don't know that reparations, you know, there's something about timeliness, you know, when you recognize that you've done wrong. Now, how many poor people's marches for freedom, you know, look, women's march, how many more marches do you need to have to recognize that there is something wrong?
Well, you needed to actually stop just marching and rush the Capitol.
Right. Clearly. You know, but the thing is that I guess I'm thinking like, you know, I want an apology. However, I don't want something to happen and then I die and you apologize to my great-great-granddaughter for the things that were done back on my day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a timeliness. And I am honestly believing that, and I'm answering two things. One is that the folks who rushed the Capitol are merely carrying over the hate of those who came before them.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the topical hate. I'm talking about the misunderstood hate that you think that I don't want the same thing that you want. You believe that I am your enemy. And therefore, you have to fight against me. When at the end of the day, if a safe space were given, you would find out that you and I want the same exact thing. Even if we go about it different ways, we still want the same exact thing.
Yep.
So,
and it doesn't have to come at the detriment or the neglect of anything I currently already exist in. You don't have to feel threatened that I'm going to take something from you.
Right. But the thing is, I'm starting to think that people are wired this way because their history, according to what their books say, is always about conquering
mm-hmm.
and taking things that don't belong to them.
Mm-hmm.
You enter into a space and you decide that you want this space. So then you bring in your armies and you go to battle with people who were sitting there they were cooking their food. And wait a minute, hold on, wait, why are y'all here? You know, mm-hmm. you weren't invited into the space. And you have a history of this. Everywhere that you've traveled, you go in and you tear apart things. You claim things that are not your own, you know, and you use force.
Mm-hmm.
This is your history. Somebody that I went to school with had posted some years ago, she couldn't understand why Black people would tear up their neighborhoods. She's talking about riots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was kind of strange, but then knowing her when I was like, okay. And I said to myself, the reason why we tear up our neighborhoods is, one, we can't go into your neighborhood and do that. Okay. Two, we don't have a history of going into spaces that we don't live in. You know, you don't see us moving from our space to a whole nother country or something like that and deciding we're going to take this space over. Y'all got that history, you know? So it kind of almost feels like people are wired towards this. So when it comes to apologizing, there has to be some acknowledgement, one, that what was done is wrong. But there also has to be some sincerity. You can smell when people mm-hmm. are doing, just say you're sorry. Just go say you're sorry.
When you're having the parent push or the guardian push to apologize.
Right.
And that's a practice.
And I think the same thing when the president of the United States gets on television and says, before he was banned from Twitter, and says, I don't condone violence. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. let me go back and fact check what you said leading up to this. You know, somebody had to hog tie this man to get him to even make that statement.
And that's unfair to him.
Because
he is not able to be truthful in his space of disappointment and of frustration. And so he leads out with that, going back directly back to what you said. You know, when we force, what we should be forcing is the behavior of calling out bad behavior. But instead, what we force is, you know, politically correct or being peaceful or, oh, don't bother it or don't hit, you know, don't respond to it. Yeah.
Right. And I think that because we talk, when we talk about what do we want as a nation, I believe we want everybody. Like I'm kind of tired of the, you know, if this happened to a black person, you know, if this was black people, we already knew that from the get. I'm kind of tired of that discussion, but I mean, I'm not by no means. I mean, like it can't happen. I'm just saying, like y'all already knew that. Why are y'all playing? You know, my concern is. Those who know better don't seem to be doing better. And then also, like, I guess I'm still waiting for white anger to say, y'all need to stop this. Now, we have seen a few little postings here and there where white people are like, no, this doesn't represent me. This is not who I am. You know, that kind of thing. But where white folks who have quote-unquote power stand up and say, enough is enough. Because the apology, the late apology doesn't seem to really feel right. Where you say like, oh, so now you're going to apologize? Because now you're like, well, what took you so long?
Now I lost credibility. Means, now I lost my friends. Now I've lost my popularity. Right. Now I've lost. So it doesn't become a, oh my gosh. Because as long as I keep getting praised, as long as I keep getting promoted, as long as I keep keep getting news coverage, I'll keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll keep doing it until
and that
goes in with what Malcolm X was saying. Until there is the consequence for these actions, these ill-advised practices and behaviors will continue. Until
the consequence.
Until the consequence levels up with the penalty value of action, we'll still keep seeing it. There's no one started, you know, and this is really important for our family to hear this, because if you continue to condone, and whether you, and condoning means literally ignoring it too, is condoning it. It's not speaking out about it is condoning it. If you are a white person who knows your power, who knows you have privilege, who knows you've been given privilege, right, by a system. Not that you were born privileged. You were just given a privilege through systems. Mm-hmm. If you know that and you choose to remain silent, you are complicit in the process that we're experiencing. You are part of the action that says it's okay to keep these inequality practices in play. You know, and that's what why did it take so long to hear what's my young lady on The View that always takes the other side?
Megan McCann.
But why did it take you so long to acknowledge you beat around the bush? You played a game of, you know, what they call devil's advocate, which I don't like. Why are we ever playing in the devil's camp or for whatever reason? What do you benefit? Mm-hmm. Right. But now you've gone too far. It was already too far from the initial grabbing crotch. It was already going too far when we had words like, what more, what, you know, people tell us who they are, but we still continue to look for someone else in them. I'm done.
Right.
I'm done. And so that's why the apology that comes out of anybody's mouth that is outside of somebody who's been apologizing. Right. If you're not a Bernie Sanders and you're not apologizing, I don't. Mm-hmm. Your apology is baseless, right? And it's okay if I feel like it's baseless because it's your apology. It's how I receive it, right? And I want to receive it with, and sometimes apologies require time to process into to cash. Like, I'll give you an example of a good analogy of that. I deposit a check into an account that I normally do not deposit checks into that account. But I used that account because I didn't have the correct card to deposit into my other account. But I wanted to get this check deposited before 8 o'clock. I needed that money to hit, right? And then I could do all the transferring afterward. What they did was they held my check. Although it was from a reputable location, their very same bank, although my account does have deposits from that check or a account from that check, but not necessarily that account, they still had the right to hold my check. I have the right to hold your apology until I feel necessary to process and to release your okay, or I forgive you. And that's what I think we have to. You can say you apologize for the slave enslavement of blacks and the mistreatment of Jewish people. But at some point, you got to realize I have the right now. You've given me the power. It's my turn. The ball's in my court. And I choose to play it how I play it. And that and that comes that doesn't come with you saying, "Are you ready yet? Are you ready yet?" Not yet. I haven't felt it. You can't come back in the door. You can't come back in the bedroom. You can't come back in the house. You can't come back on the job. You know, you can't, you're suspended. You know, time out. You in time out right now. I choose how long that is.
And I think you know, on a personal level, I think I'm guilty of that sometimes, that I want to resolve things so quickly that, you know, I will apologize for something. And then I'm like seeking forgiveness right away without recognizing that, hold on, hold on. Let me let you decide if you're ready for that or not. You know, and it's okay that you might need a little more time than I want you to really take, that I want you to take, because I need to feel okay with who I am. I need to remove that uncomfortable feeling that I created with my actions. And I'm in a rush, you know, and I will, let me be the first to document it on this conversation. I will rush to resolve something just so I can get that icky feeling out of but that's about me. That's about me. And so I'm just now getting to a point where I realize, oh, hold up. Let me not even say, will you forgive me? Let me, if I even mention forgiveness, let me say, I hope you can find a way to forgive me and walk away from that. Maybe. Maybe if I bring up forgiveness. Otherwise, I need to just recognize that mine is to apologize. And this is another thing that, you know, when I started out about teaching my children, I said, you know, when someone apologizes, it really is up to you to decide if you will accept it or not. It really is up to you to accept it or not. And the same way it turns on you when it's your turn to apologize, that person has the right and the space not to accept it. You can apologize, but they don't have to accept it. And, you know, I think about how you say, well, dang, I said I was sorry. What else you want? What? What? Now we talk about reparations now that you've apologized, you know, but, you know, throwing gifts at me or compensation or giving me a position so you hope you'll keep me quiet or saying what you think I want to hear. That's not the apology I'm looking for, you know, and the sincerity has to be there. Otherwise I feel like we're going to do the same thing over and over again. That's why I say, when you apologize, you must be ready. You have to be ready to make the amends, to change the behavior. That's where you seek ways to make change in you so that I don't do this again. You see, all of these marches are because we keep doing the same stuff over and over again. We've not changed the system. You know, you throw out a bone here and a bone there and you're supposed to be happy. Don't say nothing for another 20 years. How dare you? You ought to be glad we let you play make football. Millions.
You ought to be happy we finally got the first black president. You should be we should be done with this, right? Because we've had black president.
Right.
this has been a very good, very good lay of the land for those of you all who are wondering why your apology has fallen on deaf ears. I think this is a very good lay of the land to hear how you who are preparing, those of us that are preparing to apologize for someone, how you need to leave the land when you apologize, how you need to just let it out, make sure, one, that you mean it. And then if there's any opportunity for you to continue to show your apology, because apologies are in action, right? There's an active response to that, just like love. Love is an enactment. And then finally, I have to say this because I live by this umbrella of, you can't really love anything that you haven't forgiven. You can't. Can't really love anything that you haven't
said
forgiven.
Something.
And that includes yourself. So if you're going to prepare to provide an apology, be prepared to accept the forgiveness that's needed to assume that, to guide that apology into the right space. That was it. You are listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel. And we're super delighted
I'm Camille Veronica.
To stop in with us. Talk to you soon. Have a great one.
You've been listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at the V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.